This is Dagaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 638, entitled The Gender Political Reversal. Description. This flyer claims that it's only a question of time before masculist ideas dominate gender political discourse, taking over the gender political stage. It lists the steps in this reversal of gender political dominance. The flyer itself. The Gender Political Reversal by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. What does this title even mean? It means that the current gender political dominance of the feminists will be reversed by the near future gender political dominance of the masculists. This flyer shows how this reversal is likely to unfold. The feminists have had a monopoly over gender politics for some six decades since the rise of the second wave feminists, starting in the mid-60s after Betty Friedan published her pioneering feminist book in 1963 entitled The Feminine Mystique, which expressed the ennui of upper-middle-class US women who were bored with their traditional gender role of being housewives with their male-invented contraceptive pill, their male-invented household gadgets, their male-invented higher education. So they pushed for the establishment of female careerism that radically changed the daily lives of billions of women across the planet. These bored upper-middle-class women with their college degrees had time on their hands once their second kid was off to kindergarten or school, so started pushing for the right to live the lifestyle of their careerist husbands, and hence started the second wave feminist movement to give women equal rights and opportunities to be careerists as men had. So they pushed for equal pay for equal work, equal access to the professions, fault-free divorce, control of the divorce courts, the abortion right, etc. Over several decades, the second wave morphed into the third wave, which seeks equal power with men, for example, pushing for the establishment of legal quotas so that women occupy half of the directorships of companies, half of the politicians, etc. It's only recently that men have started pushing for equal rights for men. True, fathers' rights organisations have been around for decades, and so has the MRM, that's Men's Rights Movement, but these organisations have not been very successful. It was not until the rise of the MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, that's Men Going Their Own Way, movement, about a decade ago, that men really started to make an impact on society due to the toxicity of the divorce courts taken over by the feminists in the 70s. These feminists, who took over the divorce courts, brought with them their traditional expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines who exist on this earth to pay for women to have babies. So when the marriage failed, which occurred in half of marriages, the feminist divorce court lawyers and judges continued to see men, the divorcing father, as a cash machine. So he had to continue to pay for his ex-wife and his kids, who were in about 90% of divorces, handed over to the wife. He lost his house to his ex-wife, so she could raise her kids in it. He lost half his wealth and stuff to her. He was forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he was barely allowed to see, usually twice a month on weekends. If his wife was a real fluffy, in brackets, a masculine label based on the word fluff for a traditional woman who expects to live off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life, close brackets. He often had to pay her alimony for life, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to FIP up and pull her financial weight. In brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person. So a fluffy divorcing wife continued to parasite off his money after the divorce, the way she did before the divorce. Then along came the maskless, who see themselves as abolitionists, seeing fluffydom as man's slavery and man's slavery as slavery, and hence something to be hated, and a war issue to maskless, who are out to effectively exterminate fluffies and fluffy feminists by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and hated by the maskless. Maskless claim that maskless arguments are more powerful than feminist arguments, and that women oppress men far worse than vice versa. Therefore, the maskless claim, it's only a question of time before society, including women, see the superior strength of the maskless case, resulting in maskless dominance of the gender political stage, of the gender political discourse in society. The maskless main argument regarding women is that it was men who liberated women from household drudgery by giving women science, science-based medicine. So that today, women have a life expectancy of 85 years and hence a career window of half a century, so have a powerful moral duty to get off their fat parasitic asses and fip up by bothering to get career competent educations at high school and college so that they can be fips as adults and not fluffy style expect to manslave a man for decades of his life by living off his money and labour, and then with one father in four, butchering him in the hated, fluffy, feminist-dominated divorce court system. Maskless have a hatred of fluffies and fluffy feminists and aim to exterminate them, forcing women to fip up or be exterminated by being forced to rot on the shelf, utterly rejected by men, masculisted men, who in time will be nearly all men as maskless ideas spread across the planet, with men taking the attitude that, quote, now that women can work, they must work, since anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get women killed, end quote. Maskless teach men that women oppress men worse than vice versa, by teaching men and women that the worst of women's gender crimes against men are far worse than vice versa. To maskless, even rape, which is one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is seen as being rather small beer in comparison with the horrible and decades-lasting gender crimes that women commit against men, the worst three being women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Anyone studying any one of these big three ways that women oppress men will be convinced how horrible they are. Maskless have a real hatred of gender criminal women and kill their enemies, that is the fluffies and fluffy feminists, by totally ignoring them, forcing them into slow, miserable deaths, by forcing them to rot on the shelf, spat at by hateful, vengeful masklists. The above sets the stage for the reversal of gender political discourse, a takeover of feminist dominance by masculist dominance. Just how will this reversal take place? Personally, I anticipate that the following sequence of events will take place, resulting in the masculist dominating the gender political stage in the coming decade or so. The first stage in this reversal is already well underway, and that is the regular posting of maskless and MGTOW, that's men going their own way, videos on the internet. The name given to those men who discuss men's issues on the internet is the manosphere. In several Western countries now, most upper middle class young men are well aware of the toxicity of divorce at the hands of the hated fluffy feminists who butcher one father in four, so have chosen not to marry, not to be fathers, and to spend their money on themselves. That is, they have opted for the MGTOW lifestyle. Two-thirds of men in many Western countries have now chosen this lifestyle. In the US, according to a recent Pew research poll, over 60% of young men between 19 and 30 not only reject marriage and paternity, but choose to, in quotes, in capital letters, not even date women, claiming that monoconscious feminism has made young women undateable. In brackets, monoconscious equals having only had one's feminist consciousness raised. Maskers claim that monoconscious feminists are typically rather feminazi bitchy because they are angry at men for the ways that men oppress women that feminism teaches them. Feminism says nothing to women about how women oppress men. So monoconscious feminists are brainwashed into the idea that gender oppression is a one-way street. So of course feminists are angry at men and lash out at them. Then along come the masculists, who show women how women oppress men, causing monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious, in brackets, equals, having had both one's feminist and masculist consciousnesses raised, which causes women to become nicer to men, since a bi-conscious feminist has had her feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by her female masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. Bi-conscious women are much more likely to have and to keep a boyfriend, since bi-conscious feminists are much more approachable by men, much less monoconsciously feminazi bitchy, the type of women that masculists label MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots. Masculists expect feminists to be bi-conscious and punish those feminists who remain monoconscious by targeting the men in their lives, by teaching these men masculism, so that these men become bi-conscious. If their monoconscious feminist wives, partners, girlfriends, mothers do not become bi-conscious faster than these men do, then with their bi-consciousness, they will view the monoconsciousness of these women as bigotry, become disgusted, and then dump these women. When millions of these monoconscious feminists had been dumped by the bi-conscious men in their lives, then the collective pain these monoconscious feminists will feel will strongly motivate them to become bi-conscious. As the number of masculists and MGTOWs increases over the next few years into the many millions, they will take over gender politics in the universities and then spread masculists and MGTOW ideas to the high schools, so that tremendous moral pressure is placed on young women at age 16 to choose to study career competent majors and not fluffy crap majors that will make them fluffy crappers, who will then become fluffies as adults and hence manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, hated by masculisted men, who in time will be most men. Masculists predict that within a decade, it's likely that several million young women will suicide over the issue of not fipping up due to the vicious rejection they will feel from their male classmates, who will spit in their faces, screaming at them for being manslaving, divorce-raping vermin. Once masculism and MGTOW are big time in the universities and high schools, the next group of people to jump on the masculist bandwagon will be the journalists and media people who will explain the core ideas of the masculist and MGTOW, that is, manosphere ideas, to the general public, thus creating millions of more men who will see the world through masculist eyes and become intolerant of fluffies and fluffy feminists aiming to wipe them out. When most men have been masculisted, women will have no choice but to become fips if they want a man to have anything to do with them. The masculists will soon move into politics, pushing for the establishment of GECs, G-E-C's, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally. The masculist half of these GECs will then push for the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, so that men are no longer manslaved and divorce-raped by women. These masculist politicians will then reform the divorce courts, tossing out alimony, the halving of wealth, expecting the divorcing mothers to be fips who pull their own weight financially. They will legislate the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, so that men have the same right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have, a massive injustice to men in today's world. They will legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births to block women from committing the hated gender crime against men of paternity fraud. Paternity frauding women will be put in jail for 15 years for the gender crime of forced fathering. In time, such momentum in favour of masculism and MGTOW will build up, that monoconscious feminism will die out. Women, particularly young women, will be truly afraid to express monoconscious feminist views through fear of being spat at by nearly any man she comes across who will not tolerate her monoconscious feminazi bitchery and will punish her severely by effectively exterminating her, forcing her to rot on the shelf. Society will come to accept the opinion that masculist ideas are stronger than feminist ideas, so that the gender political tables are turned. Masculism then becomes the dominant gender political ideology, and monoconscious feminism dies out, seen as being misandrist and contemptible. Biconsciousness will then rule supreme, and the GEX will then make the gender laws fair to both sexes, especially to men, so that the daily lives of billions of men and women can be made a lot happier. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Man's Slaves to Women. An e-textbook of 630-plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses. Freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds,